Welcome to Your Daily Bible Verses. I'm Jay Mills, and today we're going to continue our series in the Gospel of John. We're going to be in the first chapter, and we're going to cover the 10th verse through the 13th verse. I'll give you a second to get your Bible open to that point so we can read along together. Just a quick review of where we're at. In the first few verses of the Gospel of John, we've established, or John's established, that Jesus is God, and that through him all things were made. Nothing has ever been created that he did not make. Or how should I say this? Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Also talked a little bit about John the Baptist, how he came as a witness to testify concerning the light, which was Jesus. So that through him, through Jesus, all men might believe. And we also talked a little bit about how we should be reflecting the light as well. In other words, being more like Jesus, showing other people how we are as Christians, reflecting the light. So let's go to first chapter of John, the verses 10 through 13. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or husband's will, but born of God. So, if we go back to the 10th verse, he was in the world was referring to Jesus, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. What does that mean? Well, the people of the day didn't realize that the person they were encountering in Jesus was actually God, and that he created the world. They didn't recognize him. Even though the entire Old Testament pointed to the birth of Jesus, they didn't recognize Jesus. It wasn't obvious to them, or they didn't accept the fact that Jesus was God and the creator of the universe. Then we continue to the next verse. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. That's what I just said. They did not receive him because they, you know, for whatever reason, they didn't believe he was who he said he was. Or it wasn't obvious to them who he was. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That's just basically saying, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Lord, Creator, and Maker of everything, that you will be born again. The last few phrases here, children not born of natural descent. No, not born in the natural way. Not born of, parents deciding to have a child or a husband's will, but born of God. This refers to being born again. It's a new birth from the inside out. The Holy Spirit comes upon you, starts working on your heart. Being born again makes you spiritually alive and ready to receive the Holy Spirit and have him work with you at doing his will. Have you carrying out God's will in the practice of serving other people and loving other people. So that's really all I wanted to cover on that today. I thank you for listening. Digest that. And maybe you too can be born again if you're not already a believer. Cast away your cares, your worries. Turn away from your sin and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's really that simple. After that, sometimes it can be hard, but it's really just as simple as accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and things will change for you in ways you don't expect. If you have any comments or questions, prayer requests, please send them to ydbv2020@gmail.com. That's Y as in your, D as in daily, B as in Bible, V as in verses, 2020@gmail.com. And we'll pray for you. I'd also be interested in where you're listening from and what platform you're listening on. If you would be so kind as to jot that down, it'd be great. I won't do anything malicious with your email address. I won't try to market anything or ask you for money or anything like that. So rest assured that'll never happen for me. Next time we'll continue in John, and we'll go through verses 14 through 18. Until then, this is Jay. God bless.